Mishnah had made the point that chalonos, the walls, had windows in them. We know that from the story of Rachav Hazona. Ovi hachoma kelifnim, Rashi comments, right, the thickness of the walls. Achalonos shebechomas Yerushalayim, right, again, Yerushalayim is basically the equivalent of the Machane Yisrael, all of Yerushalayim, for the Rambam is Kedushas HaMikdash. Hachalonos shebechomas Yerushalayim ve'ovi rosh hachoma kegova, begova, excuse me, kelifnim. And we talked about the special halacha, that the airspace underneath the Sha'arei Yerushalayim, so that was a special din in the Mitzrayim. We talked about that very important balance. On the one hand, Vishalchu min ha'machane kol tzaruah v'cholzav v'chol tamei lanafesh, on the one hand, but on the other hand, mipnei ha'geshamim, mipnei ha'chama, that we'll willingly take a slight decrease in Kedusha if it means that we can take these individuals who have it hard enough and make things somewhat more comfortable for them. Hachalonos v'ovi achoma, so amir Rav, gagin v'alios lo niskadshu, iniv amir Rav, mishim rebchia, kizesa pischa v'halila paka igra. Right, they were having the very large chaburos, so they only had a kizayis of the Karban Pesach, and the halila, the halal they would say in the context of eating the Karban Pesach, hashir yelachem kileliz kadish chag, it would bring the roof down, paka igra. They did not think of that expression in the 21st century, nor in the 20th century, but in the Talmud Bavli. My love, d'achli b'igra, v'imri b'igra, it's all in the same place. So if they're eating the Karban Pesach there, it must be that it has Kedushas Yerushalayim. Otherwise, you have a problem of Yatza Chutz the Mechitza, so they're on the roofs. Lo, d'achli b'ara, v'imri b'igra. So they would go up for purposes of the Halalim. V'yatzanim eftir nachar Pesach hafi komin. More on that later. That after the Shas Achila, when we're actually involved in the Hallel, you are allowed, even according to the Manda Amr, that there's no motion, that would constitute illegal motion. Nonetheless, this is Shalo Bishas Achila, and therefore permissible. Tashma b'shalomer. Aliyaz beis kodshe hakadoshim chamura mi beis kodshe hakadoshim she beis kodshe hakadoshim kohen gadol nechnaso pamachas bishana with the ketores. And obviously to be zorek bein habadim v'aliyaz beis kodshe hakadoshim nechnasim lalo pamachas b'shavua once in a shemitah like a bamila pamayim b'shavua v'yom the pamachas v'yoveleda ma'yitzricha for purposes of maintenance. So I'm Rav Yosef mehechol nekom v'nekse minish shiny hechol d'chsev Vayitin David it's Xeras Hakasiv Lishlomo Benoas Tavnis Haulam Ves Batav Ves Ginzachav Ve Ali Yosav. That's the critical part. Vechadara Vapniminu Besa Kaporis Uksiva Kobichsav Miyad Hashem Aloy Hiskil. So that seems to be a special Xeras Hakasiv. You can't prove anything from the Aliyas Beis Kodshe Hakadashim to any other area because that was part of what David handed over to Shlomo. Remember, David, of course, doesn't get to build the Beis HaMikdash, but he certainly was able to lay the foundations. Okay. Rashi, Shani Hechel, Dechsev, Bei Ve'ali Yosav, Oksiv HaKol, Bechsav, Mi'ad Hashem, Alai Yizkil, Alma Kadosh. Okay, David HaMelech had installed the Kedusha, had consecrated all of the areas that are mentioned. Tashma, Halishkos, Avinu Yosav, Kodesh. So again, the chambers, Elishka is a chamber, that are built in the Kodesh. Uf suchos lechol, but they're opened up. And again, we're going to have a principle here. Hakol holich basar hapsicha. It's the opposite of hilchos brachos. Hakol holich basar hachasima. So it all depends on where things are facing. Okay, so that there's an opening in these chambers lechol. Tochan chol, so their substance, their inner space, is going to be considered chol v'gagosehen kodesh, but their roofs are considered kodesh. Tirgam aruchista v'shegagosehen shav in the karka azara. If their gagos double as the karka of the azara, so if you imagine this, these were subterranean chambers. More on that again in a second. Iachim aseifa benuyos v'chol v'psuchos lekodesh tochen kodesh v'gagosehen chol. Right, these are the subterranean tunnels. We saw it before. Daf Samach Zayin. We said the mechilos lo niskadshu. Ki kam Rabbi Yochanan bepsuchos laharabayis. Ki tanehi Bipsuchos Lazara. The difference is Hakol Holich Basar Hapsicha. Where is it open towards? If it's open just to the Harabayas is equivalent to, remembers, Harabayas is equivalent to Machane Livia, right? Okay. Remember, Yerushalayim is the Machane Yisrael. And the Azara is basically the Machane Shechina. Okay, so if it's open to the Azara, so then you would say Tochan Kadosh. And what we're saying here is, if Psuchos Laharabayas, Tochan Chol. V'atanya Rabbi Yochanan Omer Mechilos Misachas Eichal Chol. So we say, Kitana Hi She Psuchos L'Chol. Once again, that they're opening towards, if they're open towards the Chol, so then they take on the status of Chol. Tashma V'gago Kodesh. Vitiz Rabbaktani Gagin Halalu In Ochlin Sham Kodesh Kadoshim In Shochtim Sham Kodesh Kalim. V'alakashya Gago Kodesh. So to what ends is the Gag Kodesh, if not for purposes of Kodesh Kalim, nor Kodesh Kodeshim? Amr Chama Barguya the Osan Beis Amos. Okay, so there were these two literally Amma sticks. An Amma of Moshe Rabbeinu was Shisha Tfachim. Rashi points out that Beis Amos Haya b'Shushan Habira. There is an image of Shushan Habira actually on the Shar HaMizrach. Anybody know why it was there? So that we should know Mehechan Ba'u. How far we had come from the Gola. Rabbeinu Chananel has a long arichos on this, based on the Yerushalmi, that we should have an appreciation that brings a couple of deos. So number one, that we shouldn't take the Beis HaMikdash for granted. Number two, that Emas Paras should be Aleinu, that we weren't really independent during the period of Bayis Sheni. The Ran has exactly like that day in one of the drashos. He says the malachim that we had during Bayis Sheni weren't really malachim. At all, they weren't really standards of majesty who would be considered sovereign in the normal sense of the term. Okay, so the Tan Beis Amos Haya Mishushan Avir Achas Al Kerem Mizrach is what is Achas Al Kerem Mizrach is the Romis northeast and southeast. Zosh Al Kerem Mizrach is Sifonis in the northeast. Haisa Yisera Al Shal Moshe Chati Etzba. It was just half an Etzba bigger than the Am of Moshe. Zosh Al Kerem Mizrach is Romis Haisa Yisera Alav. Aleha chatzi etzba, so it was half an etzba bigger than the other. In other words, a full etzba bigger than Amas Moshe. Nimtzei siser al shel Moshe etzba. Lama hayu achas gedola v'achas ktana. Shiyu omanim notlin biktano machzirin bigdola. So let's say you hired an artisan to work on the Beis HaMikdash, you know, and you're going to pay him per amma of work, a standard way of hiring an artisan. So that's all well and good, but we're so concerned, we're so concerned about the potential for mi'ila that we want him to give a little bit extra from his own, right? Because so we're going to have him use a yardstick, right? Think about Shamai v'amas habinyan shebiyado. So we're going to have him use a yardstick which is just a little bit bigger than the amma of Moshe, because we don't want him to benefit at all from hektish, right? We don't want him to collect anything which isn't rightfully his. Okay, so there was Achaz Gedola, there was one that was half an etzba larger, and then there was one that was an etzba larger. You're not talking about massive amounts here, you're talking about something which is, again, very small. Tefach is like this, so an etzba, you know, is really just a fraction of that. Okay. Shea umnin notlin biktanu machzirin bigdola kdeshali yovoli de me'ila, vitarati lamali achas lachazba vidahava. If they were working in very, very precious commodities, which one do you think they would use? Very precious commodity. So we say they're going to take a little bit of a hit just to make sure that they're not in violation of Mi'ila. That one for sure is only going to be the one that's half an etzba larger, right? Because we don't want them to take such a loss of kesef and zahav. To have to pay a whole full extra etzba might be a little bit much. V'achas l'binyana, if they're working with other stones, then they could afford to take an etzba hit. They would be making plenty of profit as it was altogether. Tanan, hachalonos ve'ovi achom bakalifnim. Bishlam achalon is mishka achasla, the shavi la karaka zara, la ovi achoma hechi mishka achasla. Right, on top of the choma. Mishka achasla bebar shura, the chsiv, vayev el chel vichoma, that there was a kind of a double wall, a chel and the choma. Vermer bi achavi, sim rabbi chanina, shura, shura is obviously a wall, ubar shura. Where do we have that word, kivi in the Torah? Shura is a wall. Who has it? Nico?
Yeah.
Nothing. Ben Paras, Yosef Ben Paras, Ale Ayin Banos, Tzada Ale Shur. They're trying to jump over the wall. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Shura Ubar Shura. Let's take a look at Rashi. Choma Ketana Lifne Min Achoma Gedola, Vhine Mucha, Veshav Lekarka Gova Azara, Shekarka Azara Holech, Vegavoa Veola Bemalos, that it was on a slant. So, at that point, right, the top of that inner wall, the Bar Shura, right, the Chel, in the Pasuk in Eicha, Vayival Chel Vechoma, the Chel would be parallel to the Karka of the Azara. So just like the Karka of Azara had the status of Kadosh, so too the Bar Shura was parallel to that and had the same din as that. Okay, let's take a look a little bit earlier in Rashi. I wanted to get this point in. La'osan shtei amos, right? These sticks that were there that were just either half an etzba or an etzba larger than the amma of Shisha Tvachim of Moshe Rabbeinu. La'achi kadshe gagin l'shimush nisinas klei kodesh hatzrichin lebinyan. Aval lo hatzrichin lemizbeach. Hedeshkachin chosen shtei amos maklush shol mito hayu nisunos begova hashar sheyu begagin uve alios. So they were considered to be kodesh, these two amma yardsticks, for which purposes? That you could put down clay kodesh there, clay kodesh that were used in the construction of the structure, but not clay kodesh that had a completely different status of kedusha sagof that were used for purposes of the mizbeach. Okay, very important. So we have to be mechalik between which kind of clay kodesh we're talking about. Clay kodesh hatzrichin lebinyan, aval lo hatzrichin lemizbeach. As we said, shtei amos mako shel mida hayu nisunos begova hashar shehu begagin uvelios. It's not shtei amos. Kinei mida hayu b'shusha nabira v'hu bayis habanoi al gova hashar. Right, that this was a special area that was built on top of the gate. As I mentioned before, it was a shar mizrachi. G'nam asechta midos. Shar mizrachi v'alav shushan habira tsura mitzuyeres. U'mifarshinam b'menachos kidei sheyedu meheichan ba'u. They should always remember from whence they had come. Da me'ayin bata. In this case, not a tipa srucha, but from Shushan Habira. Right, we're getting close. Elohachi hu, dekad shegagin, lechol dedamin l'shteyamos, elohavi tzorech ha-mizbeach, aval amilsa ha-charisi, lo kedshu. Okay, shal Moshe, the ama is shisha tvachin. Okay, very good. So the Mishnah says, shtei chaburo shayu ochen ba'yis echad, Elo hovchen es pneiem hilach ve'echlu ve'elu ve'ochlin. Excuse me. Ve'elo hovchen es pneiem hilach ve'ochlin. Rashi says it's just a matir that they don't actually have to do this, but you have two chaburos that are sharing a physical space, and we'll talk about the possibility of sharing a carbon pesach as well. So if you have these two chaburos, so as to avoid any confusion, they're permitted to face away from each other. Vehamecham, literally the heat source, beemza, kisha hashamash omed limzo kofet es piv, umachzir es panavad shemagia etzel chaburaso veochel. So the one person who's in a little bit of danger of getting messed up here in terms of which chabur he can belong to, because remember the Pesach has to be the minuyav, he can't belong to both of these chaburos, right? He's not, he can't be a two-way player here. So he has to be a little bit careful. Machzir es panav ad shemagiyetzel chaburaso, to make sure that he doesn't just, quickly eat a little bit of the carbon pesach. That could happen to anybody. Hakala hufachas es panav ve'ocheles. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Okay. So Rashi says, immediately on the Mishnah, Pesach echad bebayis echad. What do you see from Rashi? Right, very controversial. That one carbon pesach could be used for two different chaburos. We'll take the, front corners, and you take the hind corners. So the Gemara says, "Masisin Rabbi Mani Rabbi Huda hi de Tanya labatim asher yochlu osa behem melam yichah Pesach nechal b'shtei chaburos yoch yeyochal ochal b'shtei mekomos tamelam rayes echad yeyochal mikan amru hasham mishachal kizayis v'tzara torni b'kei achum malik reisam imenu, because he can't join another chabura v'imratu b'nei chabur lasus yivot tova boim v'yoshin mitzida devei Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Huda says the goof of the Karban Pesach can be split between different chaburos. However, a single individual can only belong to one chabura. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the opposite. An ochel can actually move around between locations. Remember, this is exactly what we dealt with a little bit before. We talked about, wait a second, if they were ochel the carbon Pesach va'ara, how exactly did they say Hallel on the Igra, right on top of the Chomos Yerushalayim? So the answer is because Shalom b'shas achila. But again, according to Rabbi Shimon, it seems like v'chatchila, even b'shas achila, you can be moving around. Yochel yayinachal b'shtei chaburos. Talmud Lomar, this is the carbon Pesach v'bayis echad yeyachal. My coming fugi. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Yesh Eim L'masora. So it's written as Yochal. Rabbi Shimon Savar Yesh Eim L'mikra. Rabbi Bayis Echad Ye'achel. So Rabbi Yehuda allows for the Karban Pesach to be eaten by two different chaburos. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Ye'achel is a din in the Karban Pesach. Echad Ye'achel. You can't have one Karban Pesach serving multiple chaburos. Hayoshvin V'nifrasa Mechitza B'neim. So let's say you had individuals, right, who were all in one location, and then, you know, out of nowhere, a mechitza, maybe like yesterday, mechitza shal barisal is not mafsik ben yisrael avim shabashmaim, but here a mechitza comes in, right, the divrei omer pesach nechal bishtei chaburos, you could have one korban pesach, like Rabbi Yehuda, divided between two chaburos, ochlin, no harm, no foul. Divrei omer pesach nechal bishtei chaburos, now in effect, there are two different chaburos, ein ochlin, they're stuck, that would be Rabbi Shimon. Let's say there was a wall, let's say the wall collapses, okay, and hopefully there are no injuries. Right, according to Rabbi Shimon Ochlin, right, because this is considered to be a completely different makom without the mechitza. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Ochlin, you're stuck. He thought there was a davar pashad, amr le'rav ashad, kind of a sibay l'cha yibayah. See, like mechitza v'asiyas mechitza mihavi kibeis mekombos chabeis chaburos olo teiku. So he says maybe it's not so simple. We're not really sure how we should come down on this issue. So we'll get to Tosos in a little bit to see how the Balei Tosos come down on the issue. Hakala hufacha says panel. The kala we said she should turn her face. My time b'chia barav Rabbi Yochanan mibnei shibosha. Right, that there's a certain embarrassment. She's newly married. People are looking at her. She doesn't want people to watch her while she's eating the Karban Pesach. It's very sensitive, very delicate. Rav Huna b'ed Rav Nasa Nikla l'vei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amr Lei Ma Shemecha. So Amr Lehu Rav Huna. He introduced himself as Rabbi Huna. So they thought that was a little bit officious, a little bit pretentious, that he referred himself as Rabbi Huna. But he'll explain. Okay. That was noteworthy observation number one. Amrune Sivmar Afuria Yosef, so he sat on a bench. Yabule Kasa Kible Bechad Zimna, so he took it the first time. Third observation. Vashasya Betre Zimne, but he drank it in two gulps. Vilo Hadarape, and he didn't turn away. So Amrune, my time, Karisha Lachar Rav Huna. So they're like, alright, we have five questions for you. Why do you go by Rav Huna? Amrune Bala Shemani. So the way that the Rishonim explain this is that even in elementary school, they called me Rav Huna. Okay, that's how he went. So, you know, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bala Sheimana Mikat Nusikach Karin Li Rav Huna. My mother calls me Rav Huna. I'm not being, you know, pretentious. This is just, you know, it's just how it is. KD is laughing. Right? I admit it's a little unusual. So my time began with the Chaneisiv for Yosef. Amr lehu kamay shiur lecha balavayis. I say, right, if the balavayis tells you to sit on the bench as opposed to what they were used to in the karka, so then you should do it. My time began with the chakasa kibal dechadzim. Amr lehu misarv lekatan misarv legadol. If somebody who's a gadol is offering you something, you don't turn away, right? We learned that from the story of Avram and Lot, right? That with Avram the malachim didn't argue, by Lot they argued, right? Lov kirab barichov nalim by yitzar bamo, and so he had to really, you know, try to push it on them. My time, Mashi say v'sreizim ne'am lehu d'tanya shos hakosav asachas hareiz agar geran. That is gluttonous. Shnayim derech eret shloshim igasei aruach. Three gulps. That's already like, you know, you're being very delicate. So shnayim is derech eret. So my time lo hadas apa chamelu kala hofachas panel. Only the kala gets to do that, not Rav Huna. So it's not Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Yosi, Kalevei, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi ben Lakunya. Yavule kasa kibli bechadzim na b'shasi bechadzim na. Samele lo saver lo mar hashosek hosvas achas hareze gargaran. You drink it in one gulp. That's a gargaron. That's like what Mayor Bloomberg was trying to say. You can't have your 16 ounces in one gulp. Right? We gotta... That may be before your time. I don't know if you remember. And Mayor Bloomberg got a little bit imperialistic in his final term in office, which itself was an act of imperialism. And he wanted to ban New Yorkers from drinking 16-ounce soft drinks. And that's when New Yorkers put their foot down. They said, nobody's going to tell us how big our soft drinks could be. So they said to him, don't you realize you're a gargaron for drinking from this big slurp cup? Big gulp, or whatever, you know, whatever it's called. So he said, ah, I hear. But it doesn't apply to me. For me, this coast is very katan. V'yein chamasok, right? And it was a very good drink. Ukrise rechava. And I'm a man about whom it's been said that my girth was substantial, right? So, you know, I was not worried about being called the gargar. That's the way Rashi explains. Rashi says... Yeah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Kreso, Rechava, Havi, Kedamina, Meso, Chesa, Polim. He was a man of sizable proportions. Okay. So Amr of Huna, B'nei Chabura, Nichnasin, Bishlosha. So Machlok is Rashi, Rabbi Nochanan, he'll interpret this whole Gemara. Rashi says it's nothing to do with the Karban Pesach, but, you know, they come in, three people at once, V'yotzin, Afilu, Be'achad. So there's nothing wrong. This is what we used to do in Yeshiva. As soon as you're done eating, you get up and you leave. You go back to learn. So Amr Rabbi, Huda, Ayo, Be'idna, Derigila, Le'meyal. You have to notify the shamash. That's only if you have a waiter. That's only proper derech eretz. They could start with three. They don't have to wait for the other bnei chabura if they came at the regular dinner time. If they didn't come at the regular dinner time, so then it would be derech eretz for them to wait. So Ravina v'nosin tzchar damim, right? They should have to pay. V'tzarech achron the hosif damim. That the guy who's keeping the waiter late, he has to be Mosif Damim, Leis, Hilchosa, Kavosis. Again, Rashi says this is all just, you know, Mehilchos Derech Eretz. According to Rabbeinu Chanan, who's also quoted by the Bali Atosos, this actually is a din in the Karban Pesach. So please look over at Rabbeinu Chanan, Omer Rav Huna, Bnei Chabura, Nichnasin, Afilu B'shlosha, V'yotzin, Afilu Be'achad, Peirosh, Bnei Chabura, Shenimnu LaPesach, Ubao Miktas Mehen, Be'esh, Derech Me'yadim, Likane, Selech LaPesach, Vishagru hadiyala, perish diyala, kigon hashamash, huashamash alahen, vachipes achreya machreyan, isharim ibne chabura. So they're apparently still saying halal bin ima b'kol zemer. So they have a little carried away. And now, you know, they're delaying the Seder. They're delaying the Korban Pesach. So he goes into the shul and, you know, he's looking for them. And, you know, meanwhile, these three individuals back home are like saying, let's get going over here. Viachu asabasar valayla hazeh. Tonight, man. Not tomorrow. Let's get it done. Okay, so v'chipeis achrei machrei nisharim in the chabura v'lo mitzahem afilu imlo niskabtu mikol b'nei chabura b'ava l'shlosha b'vad ochen asa pesach ahu v'en alein lahantin lohem ad shiavo kevan shenisachu lavo. It's their fault. They're coming late. Miderech b'nei adem kulam aval pachos mishlosha lo yochlo ali yamtinu ad shiavo v'shar b'nei chabura zed din ha'nichnasin aval im hayu mikubatsin chuvan v'ro miktsasin l'miktsasan V'yatzu v'nisachru yeser min hashir shamarnu v'hadar badiyala v'lo mitzam. Right now, the shamash is looking all over them, can't find them. Afilu lo yishar mikol bnei chabura le'achad kigon shayu sham kula v'roze atza v'yatzu ochlo afilu echad anishar v'enam yicholin lomar lo lama lo himtanta osanu. Right? Why didn't you wait for us? Because they could say we were all there. You guys went on some scavenger hunt. And I'm here, so in that case, right, he's allowed to eat by himself. Amaravina, Vinosin Dami Ochal Pesach, right, that he'll have to pay the waiter's fees, because, you know, he was eating by himself. Vilesil Chosa Kavase, but the Gemara doesn't pass in that way, because, like Ravina, because this guy was, he shouldn't be penalized financially for being in the right place at the right time. Vahani Mele, Da Albid, Nadai Lienche, Kiraba, Vahadar, Behu. Diyala, as long as you send people to look for the chabura. Because remember, the din is that it's only b'di'evah that you can eat the Karban Pesach by yourself. So again, what the Rabbeinu Chananel is pointing out here is very important. He says, all else being equal, you shouldn't start eating the Karban Pesach without at least a mizum, without three people. right? Not just two people, but really three people. But there are situations where the Yachid can go ahead and eat it, but he has to make sure that he was in the right. So he was there. They all saw each other. There was no confusion. He sent the Shamash to look for them. So in that situation, he's permitted to go forward. Okay. So what we had here was really a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about the province of a Karban Pesach being split between two different chaburos. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Rabbi Shimon says absolutely not. Rabbi Shimon feels that a Karban Pesach belongs to one chabura. He will say that you can be ochel mimakom lemakom. You don't have to be necessarily in one place. Earlier we had seen, right, that maybe we were only allowed people to move shalo b'shas achila. That would imply that b'shas achila you can only be in one place. Maybe that earlier Gemara was Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So let's take a look into it. So it's Mar Savar Yesh Eim Limikra, right? Bebayis Echad Yeachel. Not Yochel, Yeachel, meaning Bebayis Echad Yeachel, the Karban Pesach. It cannot be split between two different Chaburos. That is the Sheet of Rib Shimon. Vim Tavra Shamin Alid, Rib Shimon Perikam de Kiddushin, De Islay Yesh Eim Limikra, Ulimasores. He holds both. The Darish Bivigdova. This is the case of the Amma Ivriya. Right? He's not allowed Limachra Bivigdova. Okay? That's the way that it's actually read. So Bibogdova, the Inadam Mocher as Bito, the Shifchos Achar Ishos. Once there's been a marriage, there cannot be Shifchos. Right? Velo le'ishos achar shifchos. So it's both bivigdoba and also bibogdoba. So yeshlam edahasam lo sasri adadei. They're not mutually exclusive. You can hold from both dinim. V'yachol edroshneam abohacha delekol medrash elocha darish mikra. So when Rabbi Shimon is forced to choose, he'll say yesh eim le'mikra. When he doesn't have to choose, he'll say yesh eim le'mikra u le'masores. V'chim merkamed the Sanhedrin. Right, if you take the Bsar Pesach from one Chabura to another Chabura, that's an Issa Daraisa. So what's Reb Shimon going to say about that? Did he just say that you can eat in two different Chaburos? It's only the Karban Pesach. They can't belong to two separate Chaburos. So he says, Asya people man damer Pesach ne'echal b'shtei Chaburos, even according to Reb Yehuda, da'achar shenei chalek ulekach kol Chabura chalka, Asr lehotzi chelek chabura zo lechabura acheres. Right. In other words, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda will tell you that one Korban Pesach can be split between two different chaburos, right? You do a split. You say, we'll take the front half, you take the back half, you'll take the right side, we'll take the left side. And at that point, the basa really is registered for the purposes of that particular chabura. Hakala hufachas paneha, Tosa says, itzra chashminan lo chashminan kishtei mekomos. Amobi she'ochla mikta suda velo hafichas paneha. Now, you might have thought that sometimes turning your head actually establishes you as part of a different chabura. Like in the Mishnah, we wanted to make it very nikar that there were two different chaburos, so we said they could turn their faces one from the other. So again, the kala hofachas panea, that she turns her head, we don't consider that to be a case of a person eating in two different chaburos, which would be a problem according to Rabbi Shimon. Inami kamashulan, de chayeves lafoch panea kedamri gemara, Kalatnan, that she's actually not just given the opportunity to do so, but she's michuyavas to do so. Maybe it's not just a din in her busha, but maybe it's even a din in snios. In misarvin legadol, misarvin lekatan, and misarvin legadol, right? Amay de yosef afurayi lo shayech lemeimar, mishum de misarvin, de yeshiva suraya davar gosus esrarahu, velo hayelo leishe vila mishum koma asheyomar balabayes asay. So the balayatosis are mechalik, and what they're explaining is, look, the only thing that could justify sitting on the, you know, high cushioned furaya was the fact that the balabayas did. The balabayas tells you to sit there, so you sit there. But had the balabayas not told him to sit there, you couldn't possibly use another excuse, which is misarvin, you know, lekatamin misarvin legadol, because otherwise it would be, you know, an issue of gaiva, of gasas ruach, of srara, and that, we have to avoid at all costs. So next Tosfos again is, as we said, quoting the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, Am Rabbeinu Benosi and Dam Yochel Pesach, Lesoch Chazav Aseh, V'hanimile Da'al Be'inna Da'ai Li'inchi, V'hadir B'hudayala. So just like Rabbeinu Chananel said, Tosfos, again, is very partial here to Rabbeinu Chananel's understanding of the Gemara, that as long as he came at the regular time, you can't say that, you know, he was starting without the B'nei HaChabura, and he sent out the Shamash as a search party, saying, look, I'm not trying to start without them, I wish I could, you know, eat with them in a more regular fashion. So as long as you met those criterion, then we're not going to charge him any extra and say that he has to pick up the tab for the shamash. But again, all else being equal, we want people to eat the Karban Pesach in the Chabura. Okay, so let's just review what it was that we took a look at today. We took first talked about some of the more esoteric halachos of Kedusha as they apply to the area around the Azara and Harabayas. So we talked about Mechilos, and we said with Mechilos, the basic din is Hakol Holech Basar Ilan? So we have to think about where the opening is. So if the opening is to the Chol, then it's Chol. If it's opening to Kodesh, it's Kodesh. We were Mechalik between Azara and Har Habayis as well. One clear indication, the Gemara thought that the Ovi HaChomos, right, the breadth of the walls on top, were considered to be Kadosh, and in fact they are, was the Gemara to have a meaning that that's where they were eating the Karban Pesach, because that's where they were saying the Halo. But we actually determined that they ate the halal on the floor below, and then they went up, right? Kizayis de Pischa was below. They just had a kizayis of Karban Pesach, and then the halila was on the ikra, and it was a very joyous Hashir Yelachem Kileel His Kaddish Chag. We talked about the Aliyas Beis Kachay Akadashim, which is even more rarefied than the Kodesh HaKadashim. You'd go in there once every 7 years, maybe twice every 70 years, maybe once every Yovel, twice every 7 years, maybe once every Yovel, just for maintenance purposes. We said that's Gzeiras HaKasav. We can't really know about other cases beyond that. We talked about the Kedushas Mechilos. If the roof also doubled as the floor of the Azara, so that would create the status of the Gag being Kadosh, Agav Ritzpas HaZara being Kadosh as well. We talked about the Amos, which were put in the area of the Gag of Shar HaMizrahi, called Shushan HaBira, Kedesh Yedru Mehechan Bao, either that, you know, the Malchus of Paras was still upon them, or they should have an appreciation of Shivat Zion. Either one is very important. And we talked about the Chashash Me'ila, that's why there were two Amos there. One of them was a Chati Etzba Yoser Mishisha Tvachim, one of them was a Full Etzba Yoser Mishisha Tvachim, because we didn't want the artisans ever to have to worry about Me'ila. So they should make it their Amma if they're given a job. Okay, you have to build 10 Amos. So instead of that being 60 Tvachim, it should be 60 Tvachim and 5 Etzbaos, or 60 Tvachim and 10 Etzbaos, whatever it is, to ensure that they're not over in Me'ila. If it's Davan Kaspa, they should go over by half an Etzba in their calculation of an Amma. If it's a regular Binyan, it would be a full Etzba. So be that as it may, if you have these two Amos there, which are Kalim, right, Klei HaKodesh, which are Nitzrachin for purposes of the Binyan, that shows you that the Gag is Kodesh, at least for purposes not of Klei HaMizbeach, but for Klei HaBinyan. So please, please remember that distinction, that not all of the Klei Shares are of equal level of Kedusha. Klei HaMizbeach and Klei HaBinyan are two very different statuses of Kedusha. Okay, so then we talked about the idea of two Chaburos sitting in very close proximity of Hafichas Panim, we talked about the Kala Hofachas Pana as well, either as a Rishos for purposes of Herbusha, or even as a Mechayev, as Tosa says, for purposes of Tznias. Major Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is the primary topic here, whether you could have one Karban Pesach being divided between two different Chaburos. So let's be very clear, it's not like they're eating from it at the same time. Tosa explains that you would actually divide it, but be that as it may, is a Karban Pesach sort of endemic to one Chabura? Or do we say, Bebayis Echad Yochal, right, that the Isser is on the Gavra, sort of meandering between Chaburos? So you have two very different perspectives. Rehuda right? Says, Karban Pesach can be split between two different Chaburos. There's nothing endemic to the Karban Pesach, which sort of limits it to one Chabura. Rabbi Shimon obviously disagrees. So I thought it would be good maybe to, take a moment to reflect on this. I think the Kudas HaMachlokes is very clear. It's really what you think in the nature of Korban Pesach is. If you hold that Korban Pesach, right, has to be restricted to one Chabura, like Rabbi Shimon is saying, what you're really saying is that the Chabura is created by the Korban. The Korban creates the Chabura. So Memela, you can't have this Korban going outside the Chabura. There'd be no status of the Chabura at all. So it's not just a matter of, oh, you know, this chabura signed up for the Karban Pesach, because according to that view, you could have five different chaburos sign up for this Karban Pesach. It's a very large animal. Everybody can have a gezayas. No. The Karban Pesach creates the chabura, according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. The chabura is a collection of individuals. They have to be signed up for the basa of a Karban Pesach. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Yachol kol Yisrael latzeis v'Pesach achas. Okay? So Rabbi Shimon seems to hold that the Karban Pesach gufa creates the chabura. And so the hainuhach, that's hi anusenes, that accounts for both parts of his shita. So he'll say, obviously a Karban Pesach cannot be distributed across multiple chaburos. Number one. And number two, if the Karban Pesach creates the chabura, that defines the chabura, unlike Rabbi Yehuda. So, if that's really true, so Rabbi Shimon will say, fine. So once you have the status of a chabura, which is a din in the Karban Pesach, he's not bothered by this idea of makom lamakom. The identity of the chabura is established by the Karban, not by the makom. But for Rabbi Yehuda, of course you're going to have a chumra in that area. Yeah. You could have many different chaburos signed up for the Karban Pesach, but what makes your chabura really a chabura? What gives it its glue? What gives it its identity? It's not the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach isn't even unique to this chabura. This Karban Pesach is serving chabura A, B, C, D, and E, and F. So what gives that chabura an identity? The chabura's location. The makom. So what's the defining element of the chabura? The karban or the makom? Bebayis echad yeachel, Rabbi Shimon. Bebayis echad yochal, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, very good. So that's a critical, critical point in terms of what is the defining aspect of the chabura. If you ask me, misvara, in the Karban Pesach, it makes a lot of sense to say like Rabbi Shimon. And this chabura is defined by their affiliation to this Karban Pesach. The karban is the essential feature. In defense of Rabbi Yehuda, anybody want to bring a defense from Pesach Mitzrayim? If you really hold like Pesach Doros takes on part of the character of Pesach Mitzrayim, Nachi?
You can't leave your house.
V'atem lo seisu yishmi Pesach beso ad boker. The idea that the chabura is created by kind of a restriction on movement. Go ahead, Nachi.
But that din was more unique to the aspect of the magifa.
Mm. Certainly the way that Rashi holds, right?
Yeah.
And even according to the explanation that I prefer, in terms of the mamlachas kohen and megoy kadosh, that was probably a unique phenomenon. Yeah, go ahead, Nachi, please.
Also, could this explain Tosos? Who says we can't say, Yishayim Mikra and Masoros here? Because you can't have two things creating the Chabura.
I totally, that's, yes, 100%. Yes. That's very good. Go ahead, Zev.
Single person in both chabura signed up on the same Karban Pesach, then it's one chabura, not two.
It could be, but it could they could actually be separate chaburos. I mean, obviously, mathematically, there's enough kizesim in there for them to have been one chabura. But let's say they choose to be two chaburos. Rabbi Huth is accepting of that. He's tolerant of that. He allows for that. Okay, So we remember the expression. Kizesa de pischa vehalila paka igra. The massive chabura, you're only getting a kizayas of basar, but what do you get in return? You get a very lively, robust halel. Vehalila paka igra. A roof raising halel. Okay, God willing, we will pick it up there tomorrow.